Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loophole. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I hate this more than anything else. I referenced it earlier, but it's one of the things that's been kind of brewing across social media. The playoff hockey guy. I hate playoff hockey. Have you guys seen playoff hockey? Ain't nothing like playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best. Right now is one of the weird, and it's almost like it's more there because the Astros aren't really capturing anybody's attention. NBA playoffs are so-so. I'll get to that in a second. But if you're the, have you seen playoff hockey guy? I get it. Playoff hockey is good. I've liked it. I'm not a fan, but I get it. Playoff
it
hockey
is fun
guy,
to attend.
Playoff. Oh God, that's the other part of it. You ever been to a playoff? You ever been to a hockey game? It is, but that's like the most cliche, trite, tired things. Every year, this time of year, it happens.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a lot, man. Because I don't know how much you really do. You really enjoy it?
How much do you? I mean, yeah.
We need another one of those fights at the very beginning.
The overtime is the worst.
Oh, on the drop of the puck.
Yeah. Overtime is when they have like the three overtimes. Like this is so, man. This is boring, man. This is a lot.
Watch this.
I don't like that Tank Dell's getting talked about like he's Pac-Man Jones.
No.
I know that Ocho Cinco is perhaps trying to look out for him. It also feels like everybody is trying to set the scene as to what this vibe was like. We don't know what type of scene it was, what type of vibe it was. All I know is I've never heard anyone say that there's like some character concerns with Tank Dell. I saw a bunch of people around a pool having a good time, and it seems like there's some people are saying you don't go to nightclubs, don't go out, what time you should go out, all this type of stuff. Dude, the dude's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. If he's going to be out past midnight, he's out past midnight. I do not like. Yes, obviously you're going to change things when you get shot, and you're going to look at things a little bit different. But this notion that he's just out there. Like that video of Pac-Man Jones holding out the gun at the club with like big stack of hundreds
just
on
it. Comparing him, just using in the same sentence, both those guys.
It's just the way that he's getting talked about. Yeah. It kind of bothers me. That's my confession.
And it should.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I think the worst thing you can say about the Astros is what I'm feeling right now. Because it's one thing if you're raving about the Astros. It's one thing if you're criticizing the Astros or talking about some of their decisions or moves or Dusty or Maldonado or whatever. Right now, I'm feeling indifference. Like, I just feel like the Astros, and that's the worst way you can feel. You know, the old opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. That's where I'm feeling and where I am with the Astros right now. I just don't think they're interesting. They're just not interesting. I don't care to watch a lot of, and criticize me if you want. But tell me where I'm wrong. Are they an interesting team?
I mean, maybe you have like attachment to the guys.
Hunter Brown's not interesting.
No, but maybe you just have attachment towards the core of guys that we've become used
no,
to.
No, no, that's absolutely perhaps. True. And you're hoping for the best for Altuve and all those. But you always, like I said in the last segment, you always had like these, you were equipped. You thought maybe Hunter Brown, no, he's not interesting. Forrest Whitley, well, that lasted about 30 seconds.
Forrest Chump.
Yeah. Like some of these guys, J-Lo, Lo Perfido, they're talking about, okay, well, we'll see about that. They're just not an interesting team right now.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I never liked, speaking of the Astros, I never liked the whole hate us movement. Hate us, the shirts and the whole hate us movement and all that. I never really liked it because I don't know why.
Houston versus all y'all.
Yeah, I don't know why like a team that likable, you would want to just embrace that. I feel like you would want to defend it. So welcoming the hate us and all that, it's fun when you're winning. But I think you're about to experience the negative of it now as the decline begins. And you're going to realize why maybe saying please hate us is not the best thing. I never liked that.
Yeah.
Never liked it.
Frankly, didn't either.
Watch this.
So there's a stat that's been going around all morning since the second round of the NBA playoffs have been taking shape. And my confession is I'm kind of glad this is the case. The stat is this. This is the first time since 2005. Think about that. 2005.
Been a while.
That neither LeBron, Steph, or Kevin Durant have been a part of the second round of the NBA playoffs. I'm kind of if I'm an NBA fan, I'm kind of glad about that.
Are you?
Yes, it's time, man. Like the NBA has had so much trouble, you know, captivating fans' interest, and the ratings, you know, have been, not exactly sterling compared to other things. It's time to move on. Even though I hate his commercial, Chet, you know, even you know Wemby, obviously. Some of these, a lot of these young, obviously Luka, but it's time. Get away from Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and LeBron. They had a great run. They were captivating. I'm kind of glad. Let's go. Next generation. You're going to need to help.
I'm actually glad the Suns got swept, man.
Yeah.
I hope that put an end to all this big three super team and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
They got embarrassed. I hope every team in the NBA try to stay away from that.
I feel bad about Chet's commercial that everybody's torching because I think he's a big part. He and Wemby are the biggest parts of the future.
He completely crapped on your Christina Aguilera classic, though.
Dude, that was the worst part about it. That's Christina. Come on, man. You can do better than that.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I know that this is going to be a popular topic among many of our listeners, but during our show, the much anticipated Kendrick Lamar diss of Drake was dropped. I got to tell you, I just don't really feel Kendrick Lamar, man. And maybe that just says stuff about my dense musical taste where I only like some stuff from the South and all that. It's getting rave reviews on the internet. I really feel it, Figgy. Doesn't really hit to me. Sometimes I don't even understand what the hell he's saying, if I'm being honest.
I'm not mad at you for that, man. I think Kendrick Lamar, he's one of those artists where you either love him or you just don't get him.
Where are you?
I think he's okay. I actually like his music. I'm not a stan or anything like that. I call it how it is, but a 6-minute diss song, man, I got to sit down and kind of relax and listen to this.
That's a drive home.
Yeah. And then he say a lot of stuff where you probably have to Google to see what he's talking about. And it's not really simple. And a lot of people are simple minded.
And I'm a simp. So, I'm just confessing.
You have to break out the encyclopedia for Kendrick, man, to see what he's talking about.
Watch this.
I admit I probably read too much into this every single year. I'll say that right up front, because I always look at, like, okay, who are the undrafted free agents that the Texans are signing? Who are they bringing in? And what does it mean? Dude, they've only signed five players. Like, I don't know what's going on, if they're just not going to emphasize that. Like, Denver signed like 18. Detroit, you know, some of the other teams signing, even Indianapolis signing 10 or 12 undrafted free agents. Texans have signed the wide receiver from South Dakota, the Twins.
Twins.
From South Dakota State.
What are they going to do?
They're going to be a cool story for sports, local sports.
That's a local.
Yeah, local sports at night.
Let me sit these two guys down.
Yeah. So do y'all like, whatever.
So which one of you guys?
And then two linebackers. So maybe that's what I should read too much into it. They have signed two linebackers, but only six players, I think?
Yeah, no.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's a Rudy-free camp, man.
It is a Rudy-free camp. British Brooks, a running back.
Looking for team scout. For team captains, not walk-ons.
Yeah.
Don't need that. Out of here with that.
I don't know anything about British Brooks, but I'm going to find out. And you know it's going to be on KPRC or KTRK.
Oh, they're going to get a sit down with.
Were you named after? Were your parents British?
Those guys are going to get tired of each other. By the way,
the twins.
The twins.
Yeah, they won't be able to get away from each other. They had the video where they both got told they were going to Texans camp. I mean, are they going to push Mechie? Is Mechie going to get pushed by the twins?
Press conference together and all that.
I think John Mechie's got to be one of the happier guys with how this offseason's gone. CJ's giving him love. They didn't really address the back end. If they get rid of Robert Woods, what does that say about their trust in John Mechie? Maybe something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Say the very least.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm kind of intrigued by the draft grades that have been going around with Brandon Scott and John Harris. I know Nick Caserio hates draft grades, although he did say that he grinded out a win after the draft. So I don't. That sure as heck doesn't mean that he thought they did bad.
Yeah.
But John Harris, Brandon Scott have put out some draft grades. Intrigued by it. Brandon Scott seemed pretty generous. We'll take him to task on Thursday at 11. He was pretty generous with his grades, I thought.
I feel like he was really posing a little bit.
Posing?
Nick. He knows.
Oh, I thought you said B. Scott.
No, Nick. Like the whole, I don't know about this. Come on, man. Like if everybody's giving you great grades, you're not going to pay attention to them. You're not grading them yourself. You are every day. You're grading how you did on your draft. So a little bit of a if he comes in and I talk to him, I'm going to ask him about that. He knows how it works. He knows how the game is played.
It's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, scary moments and what they can do for you. Tank Dell might be experiencing that as we speak. Next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.